Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Scott Dudley. Maria Wyatt's somewhere. She's not here today with us. We'll struggle through without her. Obviously, I'm messing up her intro, but that's my job when she's not here. Mario Espinosa is the executive producer, and he's sitting there nodding because I am indeed screwing up the intro. But we're here again. So welcome back. We're talking about depression in adolescence. And our guest today is Maricruz Bermudez, and she's a marriage and family therapist intern, soon to be extern or return or something.
License.
You'll be getting your license.
Pretty soon.
Is that was this a lifetime goal for you? Or
actually, I actually wanted to be a lawyer when I was a kid. Nothing to do with psychology, but, you know, I love working with populations.
So what happened? You get, like, sidetracked or?
No, actually, I noticed that I love working with people and helping them, so I just
I thought I was in the lawyer line, and I waited for 4 hours, and I got up to the front, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, this is the therapist line.
And it's like, no, so I really enjoy working with this population, which is the adolescent, so I love it.
Good. You're right place, right time, and we certainly have plenty of local need. So we talked a little bit before the break on, you know, the type of problems, the type of circumstances, the type of presentation, if you will, that depression would have with adolescents, and how important it was, really, how important it is for adults, particularly parents, perhaps, to keep an eye on their adolescents, lest they start having these problems and nobody notices. So let's pretend that we notice and we get these kids in and we seek professional help. That maybe, I guess, we may talk to our doctor, we may talk to the school counselor, we may talk to somebody. But if it's a mental health problem and it's depression and it's diagnosable, the chances are we're going to end up in your door. Right?
Correct.
And so you do this thing called an intake, an assessment. Briefly, what is it and how does it work? And let's get started and kind of run through a course of treatment for these guys.
Well, typically what an intake is just gathering symptoms of what's going on. It gathers about family history, the developmental, the mini mental status questionnaire, which is, you know, to see, you know, their orientation, their judgment. I mean, it covers different areas. And based on whatever it is that they're presenting at the time and whatever is being reported, that's when we, you know, identify and go by diagnosing based on symptomology.
I'm picturing an elderly gentleman with a long white beard and leather chair and smoking a pipe. That's not what we do? That's not like...
Oh, the old conventional.
Now,
you know, every clinician is different. Every personality is different. I typically use a lot of humor with my kids. Well, we're not particularly my kids, but with the kids I deal with, you know, it helps them get him engaged and, you know, get him talking.
Oh, we talked about teenagers being tough to have relationships with. They walk in your door and all of a sudden you really actually need one. Huh?
Yeah. You know, sometimes they come in very angry. So acknowledging how they're feeling,
what
not totally shrugging off.
What am I doing here? I don't want to be here. Why are you guys doing this to me? It's your fault, therapist
I honestly say, you know what? If I was in your shoes, I'd probably be feeling the same way you do. And then I get a giggle here and there or a smile, and then I'll go from there. You know, acknowledge exactly how they're feeling because it is about them. You know, we're there to try and help them.
Yeah.
So whatever we can do to try and help them, that's what we have to do.
It's hard to get a diagnosis? I mean, these things don't just walk in and announce themselves, do they?
No, definitely not. I mean, it all depends on what is being reported and also how you're asking the questions too. You know, sometimes kids can go into storytelling, and during the storytelling is, okay, well, is this what led to that? You know, were you very angry when you did this? And it's like, okay, how often do you get angry? You know, do you wake up sometimes just feeling kind of in a bad mood?
So you're trying to pull the details out of the story
exactly.
That makes sense in terms of diagnosis.
Yes. and then go from there.
How important is to get the right diagnosis? Can you just get any diagnosis and move forward, or does that make a real difference in terms of outcomes?
Well, it makes a difference. If you make the most accurate diagnosis, you will be able to provide the most appropriate treatment for the particular client you're dealing with.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.